We can get the news in detail now from Brian Jennings.
Today is the last day of campaigning before the US presidential and congressional elections. The presidential candidates, Donald Trump and Kamala Harris, are concentrating their final efforts in the northeastern battleground states, particularly Michigan and Pennsylvania. Our Washington correspondent, Sean Whelan.
To the outcome of the presidential election, that both candidates are holding a number of rallies here today. Kamala Harris is dedicating her entire last day to a series of events in Scranton, Allentown, Reading, Pittsburgh, and here in Philadelphia, where TV mogul Oprah Winfrey and musicians Lady Gaga and Ricky Martin will entertain the crowd outside the city's Museum of Art. Donald Trump is also holding rallies in Pittsburgh and Reading, but will visit two other swing states, Raleigh Durham in North Carolina, a state he has repeatedly visited, and finishing with a late-night appearance in Grand Rapids, Michigan, where he ended his previous two campaigns. The vice presidential candidates are both holding campaign events in Michigan and Wisconsin, which, along with Pennsylvania, make up the so-called Blue Wall swing states that most likely hold the keys to the White House for whoever wins them. Sean Whelan, RTE News, Philadelphia.
The Child Law Project has highlighted a lack of government policy, planning and strategy relating to child protection in its latest publication. The organisation, which examines and reports on judicial childcare proceedings, has compiled findings gathered over the last 3 years. Our social affairs correspondent, Alva Keneally.
This publication by the Child Law Project marks the conclusion of its work reporting on child protection court hearings since 2021. Falling through the cracks notes trends emerging from over 340 individual court reports by the organisation. Over the last 3 years, there was an increased focus by the courts on the lack of appropriate care placements for children. The number of instances where members of the judiciary and other professionals expressed concern and frustration that children were falling through the cracks also increased in that time. The Child Law Project has pointed out that there remains no whole of government strategy on child protection and no roadmap to deliver the legal and policy changes necessary to create high support care for children with complex needs and those at risk of exploitation or trafficking.
There have been further storms and more rain in parts of Spain as rescue workers and the victims of last week's deadly floods face increasing difficulties. The Spanish Civil Guard has deployed more staff, while police are using search dogs and drones to help locate people who may be trapped in hard-to-reach areas. Traffic restrictions and school closures have been extended in the Valencia region as the clean-up continues. Many people are still unaccounted for. A man will appear in court today following an alleged assault on the Green Party leader, Roger Gorman. The incident is reported to have happened when the government minister was out canvassing in his Dublin constituency on Saturday. A man aged in his 30s was arrested by Gardaí and charged. The man will be brought before Blanchardstown District Court today. Sinn Féin has suspended one of its Belfast councillors following an allegation that he'd exchanged inappropriate messages with a minor. The party's national chairperson, Declan Kearney, said he had told the chief executive of Belfast City Council that Councillor JJ McGee has been removed from the party without prejudice. Our Northern correspondent, Conor McCauley.
News of the suspension came in an email from the party national chairperson, Declan Kearney. He said Sinn Féin had suspended one of its Belfast councillors, JJ McGee, without prejudice, following receipt of an allegation that he'd exchanged inappropriate online messages with someone who was described as a minor. Mr. Kearney said that in line with the party's safeguarding policies, the information had been passed to the PSNI and the social services in Northern Ireland. Sinn Féin said it would not be making any further comment as the matter was now under investigation. In a statement issued through his solicitor, Mr. McGee rejected the allegations, claiming the complaint was malicious. He said there was nothing inappropriate in any of the messages he'd sent. He said he hadn't disclosed the complaint to the party because he thought it would be resolved quickly, and he now fully expected to be exonerated. Conor McCauley, RT News, Belfast.
Moldova's pro-European President Maia Sandu has claimed victory over her pro-Russian challenger Alexander Stoyanoglu in their runoff election. Official figures give Ms. Sandu a clear lead with almost all votes counted. She thanked Moldovan expat voters for saving the country from hostile foreign forces, a reference to alleged Russian election interference, which Moscow has denied. The French, German and Ukrainian leaders have congratulated Ms. Sandu. Quincy Jones, the US record producer who worked with Michael Jackson, Frank Sinatra and countless other artists, has died aged 91. His publicist said he died last night at his home in Los Angeles, surrounded by his family. And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Why not upgrade to an award-winning Grant Vortex boiler for reliable and efficient home heating? Think heating, think Grant. Visit grant.ie.
Mainly dry and cloudy, some patchy drizzle and mist are possible, and maybe some brighter intervals. Highest temperatures 11 to 14 degrees, light to moderate southeasterly winds.